Nolte, report says David Hogg spent donor money on fitness classes. By John Nolte on October 6, 2025. Democrat Party activist David Hogg is reaping millions in donor money through his political action committee. Leaders we deserve, but not much of it is going towards political action, the New York Post contends. According to the report, only $455,000 of the PAC's money went towards candidates, $300,000 of that to a guy who didn't need it. The Democrat Party's communist nominee for New York City Mayor, Zoran Mamdani. Meanwhile, a whopping $2.5 million enriched political consultants. Another $1.1 million went towards digital ads, presumably to promote the PAC, and another $965,000 was spent for donor mailing lists. This guy, who seems to have learned the ways of Washington, D.C. quickly, also spent $5,000 of donor money on a subscription to a fitness class. Hogg had promised to spend $20 million to topple incumbent Democrats who were not far enough to the left. His vow to go after incumbents is why he lost his position at the Democrat National Committee. But here we are, all these months later, and he's only spent $455,000 on candidates, while raking in millions that enrich the usual consultant class. Anti-gun fanatic David Hogg is one of the most shameless, scheming, mercenary operators to come along in my lifetime. His endless self-promotion is so obvious, I can't fault him for any of this. He is who he is. He makes no secret of who he is. And anyone who gives him money knows who he is and what he is. If you willingly give money to a person like that, it's obvious you want to fund a person like that, including his Pilates classes. Washington is a frothing ecosystem of influencers, lobbyists, consultants, politicians, organizers, etc., paying and billing each other in the name of greater causes, concludes the Post. Every generation brings forth new crusaders against this beast, only for many or most to go native. But that assumed Hogg ever wanted to be a reformer. I don't believe that. Not for a second. I've never seen anything from Hogg that didn't seem to be about enriching his own bank account, status, and/or privilege. Hogg has expertly and methodically dry-humped his victimhood into a Harvard degree, media love, and wealth. People who give him money know this and have nothing to complain about. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.